R.W. Scott worked as a supervisor of operations at the plant from 1969 until 1987. He came to the demolition this morning a bit nostalgic for the place. He said there were a lot of good people who worked there, a lot of good memories of the power plant that sat on the edge of Trading House Lake, warming the waters that became a hot spot for fishermen.
Got to sit and watch him on the turbine deck here when the state put the sea bass in this lake, and they flew over it with a big airplane, and the Bombay doors opened, and it just rained fish. Boy, you see the falling out of there, you know, and then they took off.
Luminant closed the gas-fired power plant in 2010 because the facility just wasn't efficient enough anymore. However, the company hasn't sold the property. They've actually been granted an air permit from the state of Texas to build two new natural gas combustion turbines on the site. Seems like a great move, right? Natural gas plants don't produce as many greenhouse gases as coal-fired power plants, and with the EPA announcing that they're trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 30% by 2030, natural gas production seems like a good place to put your money. But it's not so simple. Luminant spokesman Brad Watson says the company's holding back on construction.
Right now, though, in Texas, we have low wholesale power prices, which really don't create the financial incentive to build new generation. But we want to be in a position to make a decision if the situation for pricing improves. And so we just want to be in a position to do that.
Wholesale power has been extremely cheap in Texas, partly because of how cheap natural gas is. And while that might be great for consumers, it's not so great always for energy providers. But what about the EPA trying to reduce greenhouse gases? Wouldn't that mean that the energy industry will turn away from coal and towards natural gas? Dr. Gurkan Gulen is an economist with the Center for Energy Economics at the University of Texas. He says the EPA's new rule doesn't necessarily mean coal-fired power plants are going the way of the dodo.
The rule sounds quite aggressive. But it is not really incumbent on the power plants to meet that goal by themselves. There is some flexibility in the rule.
Gulen says nothing settled with the EPA rule quite yet. The EPA could tell the states they can meet the reduction by energy efficiency or conservation on the demand side, increasing use of renewables, and so on and so forth. Long story short, it's unclear now. Luminant, along with a lot of other energy companies and states, are still studying that rule. And the market isn't looking very encouraging in terms of a company trying to make an investment in a new power plant right now. As for R.W. Scott, he just misses his old Trading House gas fire plant, which has gone the way of the dodo.
It's a lump in my throat. I'd rather see it stay there and still running. I'd love it better that way. Got a lot of sentimentality about it.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.